All right, so you guys have been asking about some of these Samsung Galaxy S25 rumors,
Yeah.
and we wanted to unpack them a little bit today. And specifically, we're talking about the S25 Slim and some interesting color possibilities for the S25 Ultra.
Right.
I've got some articles here from Phone Arena, 9 to 5, Google, and TechRadar. And think of this as your own personal briefing,
Okay.
getting you ahead of the curve before the official news drops.
Sounds good.
So what do we think Samsung might be up to this time?
Well, from these rumors, it seems like they might be taking some bold steps.
Okay.
Not just in terms of tech, but also the way these phones might actually look and feel in your hand.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, let's see if they actually hit the mark, though.
Right. Yeah. So first up, Phone Arena is buzzing about this Galaxy S25 Slim
Okay.
and something they're calling ALO All Lenses on Prism.
Wow.
And apparently, it's all about making the camera tech disappear, almost literally.
Yeah, I read about that. This ALO-P thing is pretty ingenious, actually. Yeah, they're using this tilted prism and sensor system to shrink down those telephoto camera modules by a whole 22%.
Wow, 22%.
Yeah, so you get a much smaller camera bump and a super sleek design.
So basically, they're going all in on thinness here.
It seems that way.
It's interesting because I think as tech enthusiasts, we all kind of know that most people actually prioritize battery life and performance over a phone's waistline.
Right, you'd think so. What's fascinating is that Phone Arena suggests this might be more of a design experiment, especially since the S25 Slim could be the first phone to use this ALO tech.
Yeah.
So Samsung's maybe testing the waters, seeing how far they can push the boundaries of what a premium slim phone can be.
Do you think this could be them carving out a niche for themselves, almost like a statement piece phone?
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Like how some high-end fashion designs are more about making a statement than everyday practicality.
I see what you mean. Yeah, it wouldn't be surprising. After all, Phone Arena mentions that Apple might be following suit with the slimmed down iPhone 17. So it could be the start of a whole new trend or maybe just a way to differentiate themselves in the Android market.
Yeah, so while we're on the subject of design, let's talk about these color rumors for the S25 Ultra.
Sure.
9 to 5 Google has picked up on whispers about a new blue for the S25
Yeah.
Ultra, but it's so subtle that it's almost gray.
Wow, almost like they're trying to outdo Google's love of understated colors.
Yeah.
Remember, the Pixel 3's not pink.
Right.
This one might make even Google's muted shades look vibrant. It's a
Wow.
bold move considering Samsung usually goes for brighter, bolder colors.
It's almost like they're making a statement with this color by not making a statement. You know, like we're
Yeah.
so confident in our design, we don't need flashy colors.
Exactly. It's intriguing how a color choice can say so much. Now, whether this blue is actually blue or gray is still a mystery.
Oh, really?
TechRadar has been covering some leaks from folks like at Universice and at Jukan Losrev, and they're calling it everything from blue to titanium gray.
So is this even a new color? Or are we just looking at a darker version of the titanium blue on the Galaxy S24 Ultra?
That's a good question.
TechRadar seems to think that might be the case.
It's hard to say for sure until we see it in person, but you have to admire the buzz they're generating just with a color.
Yeah, so we've got this super slim phone
Right.
with potentially game-changing camera tech on the one hand, and a color mystery that's got everyone guessing on the other. What are your initial thoughts on all this?
Wow.
Are you intrigued, skeptical, or somewhere in between?
I'd say it's definitely a bold strategy from Samsung, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away with the hype, it's worth considering the potential trade-offs that come with a super slim design.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
As much as I love the idea of a phone that practically disappears in my pocket,
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to compromise on functionality or battery life.
Exactly. To achieve that extreme thinness, something has to give.
Right.
And often it's the battery that takes the hit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A smaller battery means less usage time, and that's a deal breaker for a lot of people.
Totally. I hear you. I rely on my phone for pretty much everything these days. So sacrificing battery life for a few millimeters of thinness just wouldn't be worth it for me.
And it's not just battery life we need to consider. A thinner design also means less space for other components,
Okay.
which could potentially impact performance and heat dissipation.
So it sounds like there's a delicate balancing act involved here.
For sure.
It's a real testament to Samsung's engineering, if they could pull this off without any major compromises.
Absolutely. They're pushing the boundaries of what's possible, and it will be fascinating to see how they address those challenges.
Okay.
But now let's shift gears back to this intriguing blue-gray color for the S25 Ultra.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Samsung opting for such a subtle shade? Do you think it's a smart move?
You know, it's funny. At first, I was a bit underwhelmed by the idea of a blue-gray phone. I
Really?
mean, where's the excitement?
Right.
But the more I think about it, the more I see it as a statement of confidence from Samsung.
Oh, interesting.
It's like they're saying, our design speaks for itself. We don't need flashy colors to grab attention.
I think you're onto something there. This color choice aligns with a broader trend we're seeing across various industries, from fashion to interior design. It's all about minimalism, understated elegance, and a rejection of loud, attention-grabbing aesthetics.
It's like they're tapping into a more sophisticated, mature audience who values subtlety over flashiness.
Exactly. It's a bold move, but one that could really pay off.
Yeah.
But of course, we have to consider the practical side of
Oh, right. Like how wide a light, almost matte color like that will hide fingerprints and smudges. Let's be real. No one wants a phone that constantly looks like it needs a good cleaning.
That's a valid point, and I'm sure Samsung's engineers are working on solutions to address that. They might opt for a slightly textured finish or a special coating that repels fingerprints. Remember, we're still in the realm of speculation here.
Right.
We don't have all the details yet, and that's part of what makes these rumors so fun to dissect.
It definitely keeps things interesting.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the potential release date for the S25 Slim Phone Arena. Suggested two possibilities, either alongside the rest of the S25 lineup in 2025, or later in the year with the Galaxy Z Fold 7 and Z Flip 7. What do you make of these options?
Well, both scenarios make sense strategically. Launching it with the rest of the S25 series would create a powerful, unified event showcasing the full breadth of Samsung's
It
innovation.
would definitely make a splash, especially if they unveil the S25, S25 Plus, the S25 Ultra, and then bam, this super slim wild card, the S25 Slim. Imagine the headlines.
Right, but launching it later with the foldables could be a savvy move too. It would allow Samsung to maintain a steady drumbeat of high-profile releases throughout the year, keeping consumers engaged and generating anticipation for each new device.
Plus, the foldable market is heating up, so launching alongside the Z Fold 7 and Z Flip 7 could expose the S25 Slim to a whole new audience. Maybe those who are intrigued by foldables but not quite ready to make the leap would see the Slim as a compelling alternative.
Exactly. It could position the S25 Slim as a premium ultra-portable option, capturing a broader segment of the market.
Yeah.
You know, both the S25 Slim and this blue-gray color story for the S25 Ultra point to a larger trend in the smartphone industry, a willingness to experiment and push the boundaries of design.
I see what you mean. It's not just about incremental upgrades anymore. Manufacturers are taking risks and exploring uncharted territory, and that's exciting for us tech enthusiasts.
Absolutely. They're not afraid to challenge the status quo and see what sticks. This drive to innovate is what keeps the smartphone industry so dynamic and interesting.
It's a constant evolution, and it makes you wonder what they'll come up with next.
Yeah.
But the real question is, how will consumers respond to these innovations?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's always difficult to predict how the market will react to something new. But I think both the S25 Slim and the blue-gray color have the potential to generate a lot of buzz.
Let's start with the S25 Slim. Do you think there's a significant market for a phone that prioritizes thinness above all else?
It's a niche market, that's for sure. As we discussed earlier, most people prioritize battery life and performance over a slim profile. But there's definitely a segment of the population that values aesthetics and portability above all else.
People who want a phone that practically disappears in their pocket or purse, even if it means making a few compromises.
Exactly. And if Samsung can deliver on the promise of a super slim phone without sacrificing too much in terms of performance, they could tap into a very profitable market.
It's a gamble, but it could pay off big time if they get it right. Now let's talk about the potential appeal of this blue-gray color. Do you think consumers are ready for such a subtle shade on a flagship device?
It's definitely a departure from the norm, but I think it has the potential to be a hit, especially among a certain demographic. We're seeing this trend towards minimalism and understated design everywhere, and it's starting to seep into the tech world as well.
It's like a statement of refined taste, a rejection of flashy trends in favor of timeless elegance.
Exactly. It's a color that whispers rather than shouts, and that could be incredibly appealing to a certain type of consumer, someone who appreciates subtle details and doesn't need a bright, flashy phone to make a statement.
It's about quality and craftsmanship over loud, attention-grabbing aesthetics. Now, if both the S25 Slim and this blue-gray color prove to be successful, do you think they could influence future design trends in the smartphone industry?
I think it's definitely possible. Success often inspires imitation, and if Samsung hits a home run with these innovations, other manufacturers are likely to follow suit. We could see a surge in slim smartphones and a shift toward more understated color palettes across the board.
It would be interesting to see how the industry adapts and evolves in response to these trends.
Yeah.
Imagine a future where smartphones are not only powerful and feature-rich, but also incredibly sleek, stylish, and almost disappear in your hand.
A future where technology seamlessly integrates with our personal style without compromising functionality. That's a future I'd be excited to see.
Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, there's one more angle I want to explore. We've talked about the potential benefits of a slim smartphone, but what about the potential drawbacks? Could there be a point where thinness becomes too extreme, where we sacrifice functionality and durability in the pursuit of aesthetics?
Yeah, that's a really insightful question. It's like anything else. There's a sweet spot, a balance to be found.
Right.
We don't want to end up with phones that are so thin they can barely hold a charge or are prone to bending in our pockets.
Yeah, I've definitely had phones in the past that felt a little too delicate, almost like they were designed more for show
Yeah.
than for actual use.
Exactly. Durability is a key factor that sometimes gets overlooked in the race to be the thinnest or the lightest.
So it sounds like there's a responsibility on both the manufacturers and the consumers to be mindful of the trade-offs.
I think so.
We need to ask ourselves, how much are we willing to sacrifice in the name of aesthetics?
I think that's a great takeaway from our conversation. It's about making informed choices and understanding that innovation doesn't always mean bigger, faster, or in this case, thinner. Sometimes the most innovative designs are the ones that strike the perfect balance between form and function.
Well said. It's been a fascinating deep dive into the world of Samsung rumors and what they might reveal about the future of smartphone design.
Yeah, it has.
From the ingenious camera tech of the S25 Slim to the subtle blue-gray color of the S25 Ultra, it's clear that Samsung is pushing the boundaries and challenging our expectations.
It'll be really interesting to see how these innovations play out in the real world and whether they'll truly resonate with consumers.
And speaking of consumers, I'd love to hear your thoughts on all of this. Do you think the S25 Slim and the blue-gray S25 Ultra are steps in the right direction? Are there any features or design elements you'd like to see Samsung explore in the future?
We always appreciate hearing your insights and perspectives, so feel free to share your thoughts online and join the conversation.
And that concludes our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us as we explored the latest Samsung rumors and what they might tell us about the future of smartphone design.
Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the ever-evolving world of technology.